might ask, emotional first aid, what is that? It's just as important as physical first aid. It's about paying attention to and recognising when things are not right, and then caring for your emotions, especially in the current circumstance we're all in during lockdown. Possibly you may be with others right now. Others may be self-isolating on their own. Whatever circumstances you find yourself in, you can do some simple things to help your emotions. Being in stressful times creates all sorts of pressures which ordinarily we might not be aware of, and our emotions can easily become out of kilter. This can make our lives seem less stable and in a state of disharmony, as well as potentially affecting your physical health and well-being too. So, if you pay attention to your emotions, it may improve your well-being. Have a think about what makes you feel better when you're emotionally unwell. Here are four tips from me which may help you. I've tried all of these and they help me a lot. Now, scientific studies for years have shown that music and singing have proven effects to improve your well-being. How about singing along to a song that makes you feel happy? Try singing along to it 3 times. I find that really helps. Now, my song of choice is Always Happy by Pharrell Williams. It never fails to lift my mood and make me smile. I don't know why, but it just does. You could stroke a pet or spend time with one. Now, animals provide unconditional love, don't they, and affection, and they're incredibly aware of changes in our emotional state. So stroking a pet or spending time with one helps to calm me if I need emotional support. And I've found that my cat Malcolm, he'll come and sit on my lap or demand attention if I need him. I don't even need to say anything. Studies have shown that being with animals reduces feelings of isolation, and if you think about it, that helps us feel more connected with the world around us. How about connecting with your fellow humans? Right now, we're living in uncertain times, aren't we? Life is very different from normal, and it does create some unwelcome thoughts at times. Feelings of isolation and unconnectedness, is that a word? I'm not sure. Are normal feelings in the current days. Don't feel alone in the world. Reach out to others who'll probably be feeling just the same way. If you have technology, why not have a cuppa and cake with your friends? Virtually rather than physically. Letting someone into your life to share your daily happenings is so important. You're a human and humans need contact with others. Just like flowers need the sunshine to bloom. And finally, laughing. You may think I'm being a bit daft by suggesting laughter. You may be surprised to know that laughter is a scientifically proven helper when times are tough. Have a think about what makes you laugh or giggle. Then go and find that thing. Stay a while with it. Laugh out loud. Scream if you fancy. We're all unique individuals. Different things make each of us laugh. Laughter reveals and it releases the feel-good endorphins that I mentioned earlier when we talked about music. And laughter certainly makes me feel better, even in dark days. It's a thing that stays with you for a while too. So, emotional first aid is a unique thing. Give it a try. It's unique to you. It could improve your day. Take care of your emotions. They need you. Now for some positivity. Our usual routines and days are out of the window, aren't they, so to speak, at the current time. Life seems to be totally changed, which it is, but it's a situation which isn't just happening to us. It's happening everywhere, all over the globe, and everyone is in a similar situation. The days seem to meld into one. Sometimes I don't even know what day it is. It's all a bit surreal and it makes me feel rather dissociated. I wondered, on a day when nothing seemed to go right, how could I be more positive? And that set me thinking and I decided to make a bit of a plan to have a go at. Now, positivity is something that needs to be cultivated. It's like a garden that needs tending, always some weeding to be done and grass to be mown, paths to be swept, along with flowers and other things to be admired and adored. Here are a few tips that I found useful. First of all, make a decision to be positive and take some action to start the process. Go slowly. Try to think more slowly, eat more slowly, move around more slowly to begin with. I found that this helped me slow my fast thoughts down, and it did enable me to think more clearly and plan my way forward constructively. Have a daily routine. As I mentioned earlier, our usual routines aren't there anymore, so it's time to make a new one. Make a new one? Well, how do you do that? Well, create a sort of a plan for the mornings, the afternoons and the evenings. Give yourself something to look forward to. Routine helps to cultivate positivity as well as reducing unwanted thoughts or anxiety. Try and get used to your new normal. It will take time. You can do it. Give it a try. Be optimistic. There's so much uncertainty and fear around at the moment, and it's so easy to get caught up in the melee, isn't it? So much information from a variety of viewpoints. Stick to your trusted information sources. Try to concentrate on the positives that you hear and see. There are so many positives, you might need to look deeper for them. Be assured they're there somewhere. Don't be scared to look for them. You might be surprised. I certainly was. Keep moving forward. Keep thinking about what you want to do when life returns to some sense of normality. You may even want to do things very differently, so keep an open mind. Change the negatives to a positive. Is that a possibility? Well, yes, it is. During times such as these, it's hard to find the positives. When potentially your life and livelihood is at risk, it makes you grateful to be alive and on the earth, and it kind of gives you a different perspective of life. This is something I try to practice every day, and believe me, it does give me some solace. Share your positivity with someone else. A positivity shared is great for you and the person you shared it with. You could help someone out, do something for them, listen to them, do some sort of activity virtually with them. Share your experiences and how you've managed to improve your state of mind. I love sharing positivity with others. It helps me to be more grateful about who I am and what I have and where I am, even in times of great stress. And finally, it's okay to have a bad day. Life is never perfect. Remember, today is your day. Make it a good one, the best way you can. And tomorrow could be absolutely fabulous. Who knows? At the present time, during the coronavirus pandemic, we're instructed by the government to stay at home. Unless we need essential shopping, need medical assistance for our daily exercise, or if we work and cannot work from home. Working from home is something some people do every day, and they manage to do this rather effectively and without issue. For others, it's a brand new thing, brought on by the lockdown situation we're in at the current time. Being at home all the time is not something we all do, and it can create difficulties at times, as we're not used to being restricted in our activities, are we? It's easy to think that you'll easily manage the change in circumstances we all have to endure. Some people do, of course, and some people find it difficult. We're all individuals, and each of us manage differently. To begin with, it might have been a novelty to some people. Indeed, I agree, it was nice to have a few days downtime. But as time goes on and the length of adjustment to the new normal grows, there are only so many times you can watch a box set or read the same book, water the garden and pick the weeds out. So how can we change our mindset, and how can we manage to readjust our lives and be productive when we're locked down? Firstly, you need a routine for your day. This creates some sort of normality to your day. If you're working from home, then you may have specific hours you're required to work. If you're not working, you may have specific tasks to do at certain times of the day. It may not seem important, but getting ready for daytime is really crucial to your day. And by this, I mean doing the things you normally do at the start of the day, like having a shower, getting dressed, etc., etc. This helps to get into the zone of daytime, as it were. It's so easy to stay in your nightwear, isn't it? Well, certainly that's one of my daily challenges. It also helps to establish your new daily routine, and it creates a sense of familiarity too. If you're working from home, it's so important to maintain a healthy work-life balance, isn't it? So try to establish a working routine that suits your circumstances. Take a break for lunch as you would do at work. Have tea breaks if you usually did that too. This all helps to give your well-being a boost, and it helps you to focus on your work and be productive at the same time. If you're not working from home, the principles remain the same really, in that routine is key to creating a new normal. Look after both your physical and your mental well-being. This will enhance your productivity. And if you build in some leisure time to your daily routine, keep active in body and mind. Stay positive and keep moving around. Eat well, sleep well too. Be kind to yourself and others. It helps you both. Stay in touch with other people and love your pets if you have them. Humans need contact with others, and use technology if you've got it. If you haven't, pick up the phone. There are so many ways to stay connected these days, aren't there? Use any spare time at home to do something you've always wanted to do. It could be anything from the book you've always wanted to read but you never had time to do it, all those jobs around the house and garden that have needed doing for a while, a bit of me time. The possibilities are endless. This is your opportunity to do something new.